I attended an all-boys Catholic high school in Boston, Massachusetts. And at that time, there were a number of other Catholic boys' schools and Catholic girls' schools. And the religious communities that ran these schools decided the only way for us to really to socialize and be graceful to one another was to have a monthly dance hosted at each other's schools. It was interesting, because it's the early 70s, and we still had a number of religious brothers and religious sisters who were the chaperones at these dances. And they had the tendency of walking around to say to couples that are getting a little too close, separate and leave room for the Holy Spirit. Well, being known from Catholic school, for us, the Holy Spirit, is the third person of the Trinity. But we really didn't understand it because, more emphasis at that time was on God the Father and Jesus Christ, the Sanctifier. And then the, charismatic renewal had started, and some of the members of that prayer group were saying to other people, you need to go and be baptized by the Holy Spirit to see how the Spirit is working in your life. Well, even then, it was still something very difficult to comprehend. The articles of our faith are part of our journey as a Christian, as a Catholic. We can't expect to know everything, but we are to pray, we are to attend Eucharist, we are to participate in the life of the sacraments as well as in the ministry of the church. But even on a deeper level, we are called to know Jesus, very closely. And as I would find out in my young adulthood, that it is impossible to live the life of a Christian without the help of the Holy Spirit. We must first embrace the life of Jesus to appreciate the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Even Jesus needed the Holy Spirit. The Spirit plays a big role in his life. The Spirit descended upon him at his baptism, revealing him as the Father's beloved Son. Jesus also received the power from on high for the mission he was about to begin. The Spirit was not just given for a moment. The Spirit remained with him throughout his public ministry. He was continuously led, strengthened, and guided by the Holy Spirit. Jesus began his ministry by making his own words of the prophet Isaiah when he went to the synagogue in his hometown. And he reads in the synagogue from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the afflicted, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God, to comfort all who mourn, to give all the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a glorious mantle instead of a faint spirit." Jesus was faithful to his mission. He's filled with the Holy Spirit, and power went out from him through his words and deeds. It was the Spirit which raised Jesus from the dead. It was the Spirit that opened the minds of the disciples and helped them to understand the meaning of his death. When he was raised up to glory at the right hand of the Father, Jesus poured the Spirit on those who were to carry on the mission. The Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles. They began their mission filled with the graces of the Holy Spirit. They started their work with faith and confidence. The Spirit descends upon us when we are baptized and confirmed. And it is just like with Jesus, is not just for that moment. It is for our entire lives. And it is the Holy Spirit that, you know, prompts us to be the people who God wants us to be. And this is where there is a free will here. If you can remember, during the course of Jesus' ministry, he preached in parables. And one of those parables, it was about the sower and the seed. And if we look closer at that parable, the sower is Jesus, and the seed that he's planted is the word of God. And we are to respond to that. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is reverence for God. It's not about being fearful or meek or feeling lowly before the Lord. It's about having reverence. Wisdom, understanding, and counsel guard our mind and help us to know the difference between right and wrong. Fortitude enables us to do the things that we find difficult to do or the things that are unpopular. St. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, names the fruits of the Holy Spirit. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And these are the fruits that make life joyful. St. Paul, in that same letter, warns against self-indulgence, and that is the opposite of the Holy Spirit. Self-indulgence produces bad temper, jealousy, envy, cruelty, revenge, addictions to pornography, shopping for unnecessary goods, eating unnecessary food, leading further to illicit use of drugs and alcohol, as well as addiction to social media, which can create a lot of problems in one's life. All of these things are ugly and can create a miserable life, not only for that person, but for the person whom that person lives and works with or ministers to. My brothers and sisters, we are to walk in the Spirit. And the more that we renounce our self-indulgence, we become more free, recognizing that, you know, God has blessed us with a common home, and that common home has other people who need our attention and care. This is where all the divisions disappear. We are to embrace all who are in front of us. So as we continue, you know, with our liturgy, as we can close the Easter season, let us continuously look at our life with Jesus, looking at his relationship with God, the Creator, and his relationship with the Spirit, all of whom we receive when we are baptized and confirmed.